Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Patrick Tucker, the technology editor of Defense One, who is also capable of reminding me how AI works. And we're talking about AI here because it is it's something of a moon race to develop AI for cryptography. Patrick, please remind me what a qubit is and how this would not only crack the present computer encryption, but also create encryption that is uncrackable. How does it work?
Well, so in conventional computing, you have what are called logic gates. And this is like the path that the circuits take to create what we think of as computer code. And logic gates can produce one of two values, one or zero. And this is how you get on or off, right? Now, a quantum computer functions completely differently from conventional integrated circuits. And a qubit is the kind of byte of information at the core of quantum computing. And because of the way atoms operate at that level, because of the scale of quantum, that incredibly small atomic level, you can create with quantum computation new types of logic, what we used to call logic gates, but that we would call something else, through what's called a superposition. And basically, whereas a conventional information bit can be a one or a zero, a qubit can have any value in between there. So really kind of an infinite valuation. And that means that you can reach new conclusions far faster. Basically, you can compute much more quickly. In the same way, if you can use regular numerals instead of Greek numerals, then you are going to be able to write much faster and do math much faster. It's basically the same thing. Now, that poses a big threat to the encryption that we all interact with all the time. You might not realize that you do interact with encrypted data when you, for instance, go to the ATM. Or when you, depending on what device you're walking around with, probably when you access your phone and your email or your calls. There's a lot of app services that are end encrypted, but also a lot of devices these days have encryption. Now, the arrival of quantum computation threatens to make right. That encryption basically useless, revealing all data that previously was protected by that encryption. And it's a huge potential problem that the U.S. military and others are trying very hard to solve before it's too late.
And do I say correctly that China is also developing AI and that the Defense Department now has, for the last several years, you're reporting, Project Maven? So this is a contest. Is it a fair contest? We have about a minute.
It's definitely a contest, and it's hard to figure out exactly what is how fair it is. We have the U.S. commercial tech sector is much bigger than what China actually puts into its research and development, but China can guide that from the top, from the government level, whereas in the United States, commercial entities, Silicon Valley, and the government fight all the time. They can work on some things together, but not on other things. And so if we can all get our ducks in a row, it'll start to work out to our advantage a lot better. But, you know, here's fingers crossed on that.
And the National Geospatial Agency is now taking over Project Maven. You reported this late in April. So that is a step towards advancing the case, commanded by Vice Admiral Robert Sharp. Patrick Tucker reporting on the 21st century battle space, which is the Indo-Pacific. Guam is at the center, but part of the story is going to be the AI contest between the People's Republic of China and the United States and its allies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.